Hello there, everybody. It's 6:06 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that means it's time for another episode of Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Broadcasting live on the 28th of May from high above the clouds. I'm your host, Dave Berthium. You're you, we're us, here we are together. Can't believe it's already been a week. Where does the time go? Well, if you were listening last week, you will well recall that the theme was called Who Wore It Best. It's kind of a weird way of saying songs that share a title and nothing else. It's not different versions of the same song. Completely different songs, completely different artists, same title. If you want to play it as a Who Wore It Best type game, you can pick your favorite song of the title in question. Once again, if you were listening last week, you may well recall that I had no less than 8 different songs called I Need You. I got through 6 of them last week, so I'm going to start off with the remaining 2, and then we're going to get into some new song titles. So, in this first 2 song set, of course, this makes for irregular sets. Irregular insofar as I usually play 3 song sets on this show. There's only going to be 2 songs in this set. We're going to hear from America, making their Tawny the Brave debut. And we're going to start things off with Curtis Mayfield. This is Curtis Mayfield with I Need You.
I don't want to be happy with somebody else. Stopping food, kind of hard-headed like a mule.
We used to laugh, we used to cry, we used to bow our heads then, wonder why. Now you're gone, I guess I'll carry on, make the best of what you've left to me.
That was America, the band, not the country, from their debut album, which was self-titled. It was the album that had Horse With No Name on it, and that was a number one hit single. I Need You was not a number one hit single, but it was the second single from that album. I'd like to double dedicate that one to my friend Tony, whose birthday it is today. And when I first met him, that was one of the records he had cribbed from his dad's record collection. So I remember him playing the America record, and it stuck in my brain, I guess, because years later when I met my wife, and who loves America, that song really jumped out for me. It kind of reminds me of Our House by, you know, Graham Nash, of Crosby, Stills, and Nash fame, and Young, and sometimes Young. So there you go. A sweet little song for a hot Winnipeg day. Before that was Curtis Mayfield with The Impressions and I Need You. And that rounds out, that's the final two of eight songs, all different, but all called I Need You. You're getting the idea, aren't you? This next set is going to feature songs called I Don't Know Why. And we're going to hear from Short 66. Yeah, I know. I don't get it either. Short 66. Also Francis Lai. And first up, it's the Rolling Stones covering Stevie Wonder. I've played this one on the show before, but it's kind of a Rolling Stones deep cut. I've got it on a compilation called Metamorphosis, which is just kind of a collection of, you know, obscure tracks, sort of like the Who's Odds and Sods. And the Stevie Wonder original version is quite fine, but I think this is superior, at least in my opinion. This is the Rolling Stones with I Don't Know Why.
I love you, babe. I don't know why. I love you. promise yourself to me one night, you will be right. I don't know why, I don't know why. I don't know why I could love you.
And we're back. That was Short 66. Really, that's their name, Short 66, and I don't know why. I don't know why their name is that. Oh, actually, I discovered something while that set was playing that may explain it. They're Dutch. Ah, yeah, see? Of course, the Dutch. There's no explaining the Dutch. That comes from a Dutch Beat compilation called Dutch Beat Explosion. So that's the story. I don't know much about them. They're pretty obscure, but that's a pretty great song. Before that was Francis Lai from France. And I don't know why. The Rolling Stones off the top covering Stevie Wonder's I Don't Know Why. You're listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The theme of the show is Who Wore It Best. If you wish, you can select your favorite song called I Don't Know Why, and then you win. Isn't that great? This next set is going to feature four songs, all called Honeybee. I don't know how this one came up. This is just stuff that pops into my brain and, you know. But it turns out there's several songs called Honeybee. Didn't really expect that, but we're going to hear from Grinder Man, which is kind of a side project of Nick Cave and some of his Bad Seeds. I think it's actually Nick Cave in his side project in which he plays guitar, not piano. Although that's not even always true, so it doesn't matter. It's essentially Nick Cave, okay? Stop asking me questions. We're also going to hear from Diana Ross and the Supremes. We're going to hear from The Equals, who I adore, as you probably could have guessed. And we're going to start things off with Muddy Waters. Yep, that guy. Muddy Waters and Honeybee. Here we go. On Tawny the Brave.
Sail on, my little honeybee, sail on. Gonna keep on sailing till you lose your happy home. Sail on, my little honeybee, sail on. Sail on. sailing. But please don't sail so long. Been all around the world making honey, but now she is coming back home to me.
I'm so afraid of loving you. We'll be right back.
That was Grindr Man from their self-titled debut. Grindr and Honeybee, Let's Fly to Mars. Grindr Man was formed just as an outlet to, I don't know what, to rock out like the early days, I guess. Grindr Man, actually, they put out that debut album in 2007. They put out another one called Grindr Man 2. And as yet, there have been hints that there might be a third, because everyone loves trilogies, but it hasn't happened yet. There you go. Honeybee from Grindr Man. Before that was Diana Ross and the Supremes with Honeybee. Honeybee, Keep On Stinging Me. Ooh. And the Equals with Honeybee. And, because there was four songs in that set, Muddy Waters and Honeybee. That was the Honeybee set. That takes us to almost halfway through the show. It's 6:39 Central Standard Time. Actually, it's coming right up to 6:40 here, just in a few seconds. We're going to synchronize watches to make sure that we meet on time. It's 6:40. Great. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave for God knows what reason. Here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Perhaps you're enjoying the show. I hope so. I'm enjoying doing it. Okay. This next set, the theme of the show, by the way, in case you've just tuned in, is Who Wore It Best? So you can listen to all the songs that have the same title but are completely different songs, and you can pick your favorite. What was your favorite from that last set? Don't tell, or your wish won't come true. In this next set, we're going to hear four, again, songs called Seesaw. Oh my goodness, it's fours all the way down the board today. Well, as of Honeybee. But for the remainder of the show, it's going to be sets of four. Songs called Seesaw. Can you think of any songs called Seesaw? It's not the most common song title. But here we have songs called Seesaw by The Jam, Pink Floyd, Don Covey, and starting off, The Moon Glows. Yeah, we're covering a lot of musical territory in this set, I'll tell you. But that's how it goes when you got a goofy theme like this one. We're going to listen to The Moon Glows first with Seesaw.
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First it's up and then it's down. It changes so fast, never hits the ground. It goes up, down, and up. I like a seesaw, baby. When you said you'd be my baby.
Seesaw.
Well, when you said you'd be my baby.
Seesaw.
You done change your mind.
Friday.
It's the day we make up.
Well,
every day we break up.
Sunday.
Things are going all right.
Monday.
You want to start a fight.
Your love
is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Well, your love is a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First you're glad and then you're mad. You're the strangest girl I ever had. It goes up, down, and up. I like a seesaw, baby. You done change your mind.
Friday.
It's the day we make up.
Saturday.
The day we break up.
Sunday.
Things are going all right.
Monday.
You won't start a fight.
Your love.
Like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Well,
love.
Seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First
ever had. It goes up, down, and up like a seesaw, baby.
Sometimes you love me like a good woman ought to. Sometimes it hurt me so bad, my tears run like water. Sometimes you get me out, yeah, right before your friends. Then you do something, baby, till we're alone again. Yeah, your love is like a seesaw. Seesaw, baby, up, down, all around like a seesaw. Sometimes you tell me, oh, I'm your sweet candy man.
I'm your sweet candy man.
Then sometimes, baby,
yeah,
I just never know where I stand.
Never know where I stand.
You lift me up.
Try to lift me up. Reach out to you, jump out of sight. You change just like the wind, girl. That ain't right, baby. That ain't right now. Your love is like a seesaw. Loss, but it costs a lot, you'll learn.
losing time, you'll feel just fine, they say. But I feel at seesaw in a way I'm glad, though I still feel sad about you. I know it's too late for changing minds, and I'm still not sure I want to change mine. It's just a tiny part of shit that things ain't right.
from their second album, A Saucer Full of Secrets. That was Pink Floyd and Seesaw. And they've got a panning knob, and they're not afraid to use it. That song just zips back and forth from left ear to right ear almost the entire way. That was the third song written by Richard Wright for the band. And something I just read that I found amusing was on the recording sheet, the song was listed as, quote, the most boring song I've ever heard, bar two. Don't say they didn't have a sense of humor. Well, I'm kind of tripped right out. Before Seesaw by Pink Floyd, we heard Seesaw from The Jam. It was actually originally released by a Scottish mod band called Jolt. I don't know how that worked. I'm taking a wild guess that they met somehow. Maybe they played a show together. Or maybe Jolt just, like, waited by their tour bus. I don't know. I actually brought the Jolt version with me, but I elected to play the Jam version. But, anyways. And the song was also covered by Blur's Graham Coxon. Isn't that fascinating? Before that was Don Covey with Seesaw. And off the top, The Moonglows and Seesaw. There you have it. Four songs called Seesaw. Who wore it best? This next set is going to feature, again, four songs called I Don't Mind. We're going to cover a little bit less territory than the last time. Well, we are going to hear from the Hooter Gurus. We're going to hear from, maybe there's no article in that name. I don't know. Who cares about the article? We're going to hear from the Buzzcocks. We're going to hear from another Australian band, the Hooter Gurus being Australian, called the Hitmen. And we're going to start things off with James Brown, all performing their own songs called I Don't Mind. First up, it's James Brown doing his version of I Don't Mind. I'm sure many of you have heard The Who's cover of this, which featured on their debut album, The Who Sings My Generation. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is James Brown with I Don't Mind. I know
miss me.
Makes
The Hooter Gurus there. Sorry, it's not the Hooter Gurus. That's two bands in a row who don't use the article. It's Hooter Gurus with I Don't Mind. If I was ever to play a game of where I lost the plot, as in I followed a band up to a certain point, and then after that I became vaguely aware that they were still releasing albums, and some of the stuff was even good, but I didn't bother buying the albums anymore. And with Hooter Gurus, it was at that point, on their fourth album, Kinky. Hooter Gurus released Stone Age Romeos, a fantastic debut, just flawless. And then Mars Needs Guitars, a breakthrough of sorts with Bittersweet getting some airplay. Blow Your Cool, expanding on that a little bit, and a guest spot from the Bangles. helping get a little bit of video play. And then Kinky came out fourth. And Kinky is a very fine record. I've listened to it many times. I love it. But I stopped paying attention after that album. That's just how it went. But I saw Hootagroos a few times back in the day, or probably three times. Yeah, they came through these parts. And they were great each and every time. That was I Don't Mind by Hootagroos. Before that was I Don't Mind by Buzzcocks. Before that was I Don't Mind by The Hitmen, another Aussie band. And James Brown off the top with I Don't Mind. Well, I think we've got time for one more four-song set. It's coming up to 11 minutes after 10, but a couple of the songs are a few minutes long each. I think it's going to carry us through. I quite possibly will return to this theme, because I definitely have some leftovers. Maybe not enough for a show, but it wouldn't take too much work to accumulate some more tracks. I even brought one more set of songs for today's show that we're not getting to. I don't want to say what the song title is, but here's a hint. It's Money. And it doesn't include Pink Floyd or the Beatles or Brian Holland. But this next set features the song Touch and Go. And we are going to play something that I've definitely heard on mainstream radio, but I love it and I don't care. We're going to end things off today with The Cars and Touch and Go, because as far as their hits go, it's one of the best ones. And that is to say, one of the best ones that isn't on their first album. I've always loved that one. We're also going to hear from John Fox of Ultravox fame with Touch and Go. We're going to hear from Magazine, who Howard Devoto sang for after he splintered off from the early version of Buzzcocks. And we're going to hear the track Touch and Go. And we're going to start things off with Belfast's finest, Stiff Little Fingers, who I saw here a few years ago, and they were great. And we're going to hear from their song. See if you can guess. Yes, it's Touch and Go. So four songs called Touch and Go to finish things off. Next week, I'm going to be co-hosting with my son, Soren. I'm looking forward to that already. He's going to play me some stuff he's been getting into that he thinks I ought to get into if I haven't already heard it. And I'll play him some things in response, and we'll have a few laughs, and it's going to be lots of fun. So tune in next week for that. Maybe we'll get back to the Who Wore It Best theme the week after that, or someday in the future. In the meantime, I will bid you adieu with Stiff Little Fingers and Touch and Go. Bye! What was just
gathering nuisance. You take a thousand liberties with me, saying that's the price for this kind of incident in mercy. Then you turn the soul, he's such a girl for now.
Just whose face this is, and could we ever be friends? Outside now, it's so huge and blue, and the city windows start to glow. And the tides are soft as we're casting off, and the summer starts to show. So while I am the one who waits here, well, I like to play the game of touch and go. Let's play touch and go. I'm waking up in the moving windows, going out again to play the games of touch and go. 'Cause it's also touch and go. So let's go.
Stop. Hey, so that's Curtis Mayfield just filling you in with the news that Freddie's dead. And that brings us to the end of another episode of Tawny the Brave. And it's time for Adult Kindergarten.